When you run your own business, let me repeat that. When you run your own business, you have to realize very quickly that it is very, very difficult of actually trusting other people to get the work done for your business. Of course, some businesses you have to hire people, but you cannot guarantee that you'll be able to rely on them all the time. Even if it is a friend that you have known for years, decades, sometimes that does not even matter. Because some of them will have an attitude like, oh, I'm working for my friend. I can slack off. And they're not going to say anything. They're going to be lenient because they know me for years. Or even people that you get to know online. They are one thing on camera. Pretty much like split personality they have. Online, they are one way. Like you can trust them. Like they are uppity up. No issues, no problems. As if you can trust them if you ever need them, if you ever meet them in person. But we all know, or should know, that that's not necessarily correct. Some are the same on camera as they are in person. They don't have a split personality. They don't try to put up a front. People you meet online, or sometimes in person, or somebody you know for years and decades, they say they're going to do something to help you. I mean, a simple thing as, well, I'll text this person, or text this person and give them your phone number, and I'll text you with their number, and y'all can communicate and be able to meet up while you're in town. But that has happened so many times in my life that many people have said they'd do that. And not everyone actually sent me that text or sent the other person the text. So I never got to meet the other person. So anybody that is listening to this podcast that you're supposed to give me a number so I can contact somebody, by all means, do not reach out to me now and give me the number. You're too late. You had your time. I've moved on. Your true colors have shown. Do I hold any grudges against them people? No. Because I don't have time to waste time on somebody else's negligence, incompetent of doing what they said they're going to do. I just scratch their name off and just keep moving on about my business. Now, do I stop talking to that person or people that does not do what they said they're going to do? No. I'm not that kind of person. I'm the kind, if they reach out and need help, I'm going to be there. But I'm not going to rely on them from here out, regardless how much they contact me or communicate with me for whatever reason. They already been put on the page of non-reliable. Just like they always said a long time ago, old saying that I heard when I was young, still young, but in my younger age, that if you want anything done right, you have to do it yourself. Then if it don't get done, you can only blame yourself. You can't blame nobody else. But it's more reliable if you get yourself to do it. And the world is getting worse as the days go by of getting anybody reliable to do anything. And of course, we all have these certain friends and family members that pretty much you can knock on their door 3 o'clock in the morning with no questions asked. They will be right there to help you in whatever situation you need. And even some family members that when you are in need, they act like you don't even exist. Another saying I've heard is, keep your friends close and keep your enemies even closer, because that's the ones you need to watch out for. Your friends, don't matter where they are, they're not gonna do any damage. Your enemies, the ones that is not reliable, is the ones you have to watch for. You try to keep them out of your life as much as possible, but always keep an eye on them just in case they get too close for comfort where they can mess things up. There's always going to be haters. There's always going to be people that will put you down if you're not doing what they think is the best for you to do. Don't matter what it is. And a good example of that is if you tell anybody that you're not going to wear a mask, or if you're not going to get the vaccine, oh, lo and behold, there's going to be somebody that's going to go outrage and call you selfish and so many other names that I'm not going to put here on this podcast. They will say you don't care about your family, don't care about your friends, protect them and all that because you're not getting the vaccine. And all the time, meanwhile, we are not telling them to go get the vaccine or not to go get the vaccine. We can care less if they do or not. It's their life. It's their body. It's their choice, which, as it is, for us not to get a vaccine or wear a mask. It's our choice. But they don't look at it that way. It's their way or no way at all. Well, hate to tell them, but we're not going to follow their opinions of the way they think we should run our lives. That's not going to happen. I'm going to run my life the way I want to run my life. If it gets messed up, I blame me, which so far it has not messed up at all. I don't let things worry me. I don't let people control me, and that's including the government or anybody else. I do what I want to do, as long as it's not against the law. And they keep saying, a lot of them will say, well, wearing a mask is a law. No. No, it's not. It's a mandate. Mandates are not laws. If mandates were laws, they would have been already arresting people out in the public that's not wearing a mask, be locking them up, and they would run out of jail cells within a week, because all they have to do is go to any Walmart and stand at the door on the inside and just start grabbing people that don't have a mask on. They wouldn't have the manpower to be able to get them all. The point I'm trying to get across in this podcast is be careful of who you rely on. And I'm not talking about just friends. I'm talking about even your family members as well. They're human. But that's not an excuse. Family should be there for each other a lot more than what friends are or should be. It's sad but true. Sometimes you can rely on friends better than you can rely on your own family members, your own blood. Things happen in your life, and some of your family members just pretty much write you off as if what happened is your fault. You're guilty. And all the meanwhile, over a period of time, it's proven that it was just one big lie. Just like Russia, 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 Russia. Years of that, and proven that there was nothing there. Do they say, okay, I was wrong, apologize? No, they don't. They just keep having their pride and deny that they are wrong. But that's okay. They're the one that has to live with it. I don't. Because I've moved on with my life. I've proven my innocence of all the situations that I've been accused of. In fact, I've written a book about one of them. You can just look up my name on pretty much any major book site, including Amazon, and be able to find my book. And I have not yet, and I don't know if I will, but I just might. I just may take one of the books. I've ordered about 50, 60 of them. And I just might personally sign a book or two or three, how many ever it takes, and mail them to the ones that has their head up their backside. And yes, some of them are family members, and some of them are not. But that's okay. Maybe the book will get them to let go of their pride and admit that they were wrong. But if it don't, then it's still on them. But if you're going to be successful in your life, you're going to have to do it yourself. Of course, you can get friends and family to help, but don't rely on them to get you there. You're going to have to do the work. Because if you don't, nobody else is going to do it for you that is reliable as you are. So go out there and make a life for yourself. Be an entrepreneur. Listen to me now and thank me later.